with the MMM himself, and I don't mean the MMM your thing, I mean the Money Monday Maestro. Now, straight to the phone lines, Mr. Oje Aito. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Tola. Good morning to you.
What's up? I'm great. I'm doing fine. How about you?
Oh, fine. No, pretty much good.
I mean, it was just 7 days ago we had you on the show, and we got talking about seven things you should not spend your money on. Plus, we talked about you going to the streets to check out exactly what was happening, since that was the first day of the lockdown ease in Lagos. So what was that experience like for you?
First off, I called a few friends to know what their street was like, and all of them said it was crazy because they were trying to leave the countryside of Lagos, the inner lands of Lagos, to the mainland. So movement, migration from that end towards the mainland was tough, was huge, because there are lots of them.
Okay.
But when it got to the mainland, the traffic had eased at some point towards the island. Do you get?
Mm.
Like, for example, Tottenham Bridge wasn't as busy as we thought it would be like, but places like Ikeja, along that stretch of road that leads to Mangolo, was busy. So, but on my own street, people were still, okay, for example, none of my, okay, except for one, my neighbors that went to work, who was a banker, every other person that lives in my compound worked from home. So, I have a friend who works, I have a neighbor who works with a betting company. They've not been in business since the time of this pandemic, because there are no games, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I also have a lawyer who says that there's not been many issues except for the ones that they had before the pandemic.
They're trying to
maintain and not solve completely
so quickly.
Before.
Wow.
You know? So the road was pretty much not so busy on Monday. My wife resumed work last week at the latter part of last week, and the road wasn't so busy going to work, but on the way back from work, it was mad in some sense. Mm. Like the traffic was humongous, like the natural Lagos traffic. It was crazy because it took them about 1.5 hours from Apapa back to the mainland. And all that. So, Lagosians, I was scared myself when I went out because I saw things that I shouldn't, that my mind wasn't prepared to see. I already knew that those things would happen. My mind cringed when I saw them because there was no respect for social distancing. Mm. There was no something as, people even went out without using their face masks. And I think the government should look for how they can, I don't want to use the word, They can't put people in prison or lock them up, but they have to look for a way of putting a law on using the face masks. I think I think it was in Italy that they said that those people were charged $800. Was it Italy or the US? I can't remember. Not the US, but $800 or euro, because of not wearing the face masks. But how would you put that if you were going to do that in Nigeria? You charge them $20,000 for not putting on the face mask.
Mm.
Will you not find a billion and one people who are not putting on face masks? Mm. You know, so Nigerians, I think we need a whole lot of orientation, and it won't just be about the pandemic, but about life itself. We're laid back. We're not so informed, and we are not even willing to be informed.
Mm.
We just want to continue in the same old way, do the same old thing, and live the same old life. And that's a big challenge. As a country.
Mm.
But that said, Money Monday is here again, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
I really do appreciate you logging on and listening to the Clock Show. In due time, we shall be live in the studio and be able to do our business and have fun like we used to.
Mm.
Monday, we're still in the pandemic, and spending has been in it. We've never been in this never be this way before, because times are changing, things are getting less important, while other things are getting more important. So big shout out to those people working in essential services, nursing, medical practitioners, the manufacturers, because they're keeping the economy running without every other person. So big shout out to them. So for today, I want to talk about a few things on how to maintain a radical cost-saving lifestyle during this pandemic. Last week we talked about a few things on what you shouldn't be doing with your money, but let's break it down today on how to keep your costs on the line, like without going crazy with all sorts of spending, because these times are uncertain and this period is uncharted. We've never been here before, and we just need to, you know, wade in the water as carefully as possible. The first thing I would say, like I always say every time when I have the chance to, is that your money shouldn't be laying fallow, sitting down there in some bank and just waiting for it, because you don't feel good while saving. Because saving is this is why I talk about saving, because before you know it, the money that you think it's cool, it's fine, it's good to go, you know, it's huge, becomes almost as useless as, you know, nothing the next day, because of the inflation rates, because of the uncertainties that we experience as a country, majorly because of the economic principles that we abide to in this country. So I want to look at how you can spend radically, and very few things I listed down here, two or three actually, because I don't intend to stretch it the more like last week where we had to stop at exactly 10 o'clock. So what you should do in this period, I mean, now not just for investment, but for running of your family, of moving to and fro the few places you have to go to. First off, you shouldn't even be going to just anywhere just for the mere sake of moving to go. You know, there are few no event centers to go do your fun things. You don't have to be at the client's place if the client is not exactly requesting that you show up. You know, all these things like we do right now can be done on WhatsApp, on video calls, and all those things. So you don't have to just be anywhere and everywhere. So how do you spend radical? How do you bring your cost to a radical? How do you do things, especially with your money, in the way that you don't spend too much? Because right now, if you go to the streets to buy a basket of tomato or the much you could use, you probably be spending much more than you used to spend, because things are more expensive. You don't find beef in the market like you used to. The cost of water has gone up, like you said last week. Chicken and coal, they've gone up. So my quick advice for people right now is that if you have the means, if you not even having the means, it's wiser to spend and to buy bulk right now than to buy, you know, in tiny bits and pieces. So like my wife did last week, she had a friend who was going to the main market, like the main market in K2 and all those places, and she did some bulk shopping. Bulk shopping will help you throughout this period, because you know that, okay, at least I seem to be spending a little bit more, but I'm spending for the long run, meaning that for the next 1 month, I won't have a business trying to go look for some tomato on the streets or some, you know, pepper on the streets, because, and at the long run, it becomes cheap. So I want to go for, at this period, I want to suggest that you should see how you could buy, not stocking up your house to the point where things begin to get bad and things begin to expire. No, I mean, for your perishables, for your things you probably will want to buy on the daily, buy them on a stretch for a bulk, like say for the next 2 weeks, buy those things that you will need, because at the long run, you'll be spending way less. Now, there's this important, I moved already from that. There's a very important thing that you should do if you have parents, if you have kids, I beg your pardon. or if you are spending on your education. Now I had this issue with my children's proprietress, and she came through to say we should pay school fees, and she was taking away only 10% out of the main school fees, out of the tuition fee that we normally paid. And then I had to call a few of my parents' colleagues who had children in the school. And there was a kind of meeting that was held, you know, on Zoom, and, you know, people said, you know what, dude, I think I will pay for this. Some people said, I won't pay. But my own suggestion, and which I have taken right now, is that whether you pay or not, there will be a case where you have to be 100% present with those kids while they are going through school. That means the online schooling will require you as a parent or as a guardian to be there with the children, especially when they are below 5 to 7 years, below 7 years or downwards, because you just have to be sure that exactly it's happening via the social or via the online training. So my suggestion right now, hey, if you can do it, you should do some kind of homeschooling. Homeschooling is way cheaper, and virtually anything that you want, virtually anything and everything that you want is on social, it's on YouTube, it's on Google, free, mostly free of charge, except maybe you want some premium things that are not exactly, you know, so different from what's free. So rather than pay some humongous school fees right now, where you should be saving and having more money in your, having less money in your account, think about having homeschooling, and think about you just spending 2 hours of the day with your child, with your son or your daughter, and cut so much on spending, right? Cut on paying some exorbitant school fees right now, because the school fees right now you're paying does not really matter, because anything that is done online, to me, it's just some kind of rip-off. So look at how you can bring culture spending to just homeschooling your kids, majorly printing out papers for them to use. So the bulk of the expenses you'll be spending right now will be, hey, guess what, just printing, you know, coloring sheets and diagrams that you got free of charge from the internet. So basically, that is it. So the last one I'm going to be talking about is, I don't know if this works for you, but it sure does work for me. I don't spend so much on eating nowadays. I spend very, very minimal. I go very, very minimal. I eat twice a day. If you need be, maybe I need, I don't know, but I have absolutely no reason why I have to eat 3 or 4 times a day, just twice, and those twice are quite minimal, and that will help you cut on your spending, you know, radical ways to cut on your spending so you could save more. These are the things I've listed. So I said, number one, you go box shopping. I said, number two, some kind of homeschooling if you need to, if you have kids. But if you're looking for what to do with your money right now and you don't have it, as at last week, the dollar was still going for 422 or 23. 2 weeks ago, dollar was still 410 naira to a dollar. So I cannot guarantee you right now to go are buying dollars, okay, or converting your naira to dollar, because we have no idea what it's going to look like as economics around the world starts going up, because China, although they've gotten a new wind of a new strain of the virus, but they are getting back into production. A few countries are planning to get back into production, into normal economic production. That will mean that the need for your crude oil will get back, and so that might influence the dollar rate as against the naira in a few weeks from now. So I would not suggest that you should go buying dollars right now, because it might just drop back to somewhere around 380. I don't see it coming back to 365, no, but somewhere around 380. So you shouldn't be doing that right now. If you have something that is worth it right now, one big thing that you could do with your money right now is to go into real estate. Now, real estate in the areas that might become prime, not in the areas that will still have to develop in a long, long time, okay? So that way you could just see how you can put your money in some real good use. There are some stocks right now that are very good, that are doing well. Without wanting to mention names, if you need those stocks that are doing well as we speak, you will hit me up on a DM. I'm going to see how I can send you the information about stocks that are doing well. But surely there are some stocks that are doing well, and you should stick them out, do some investigation, call your stockbroker, and put your money in there while stocks last, like they say. Okay, so I've gone so far, I've gone 17 minutes, and I intend to stop right here. We're just talking about how to live right, how to spend right in this pandemic, how to cut down your costs, how to not spend too much so that you could have a lot more for the future, because there are certain times are still uncertain times that we are right now, and you just have to be prudent, you have to be judicious, you have to be smart. One more thing I will add to this before I go is that if you can, all right, show love. This is the period where you can show love. You can not show love and just pray for people, because I believe in praying for people. But the Bible even says, what is the best way to show that you are fasting? What is the way that is accepted when you give people who do not have, people who do not have the means to survive? Say, for example, widows, those who have lost their jobs, because there are people out there who have lost their jobs because of this pandemic and what have you. You just have to see for how you can show love to people, send help to people in the best way that you can. And I've learned a few things in this period, that what matters the most is life, okay? And that's what the Bible, that's what Jesus Christ came to tell us, that life matters way more than the wealth and riches of this world. He said, Solomon, in all of his glory, is as beautifully arrayed as the lily, who today is and tomorrow is no more. And if he cares so much about the sparrow, cares so much about the lily, how much more you? Christ cares, God cares about you. So you should extend that care and show love to other people out there. And I think I'm going to rest this case on this premise. Hopefully, this will be enough for us. And we'll be talking about this on Monday yet again next week. Tola Amoni, I've not heard your voice in a bit. Hope you're there.
And, I'm here. I'm soaking it all in. I'm soaking it all in. Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you. hopefully these tips will really help us in these times. Really new kind of you to share on Money Monday with OJ today. Thank you so much.
Mercy.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. God bless you.
Always a pleasure. Enjoy the rest of your day, bro.
You too, sir.
Yeah. Blessings.